Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, and head over to your favorite chicken joint because it's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A Douglasville teen was arrested in a Cherokee County shooting. The Cherokee Elections Board certified the election results. Canton approved the changes to city code after voters voted for liquor package sales in the town. Water was off in parts of Canton Monday night. Woodstock will consider several new developments through December. And finally, Cherokee County voters passed the Ed Splost renewal. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A teenager was arrested Thursday in connection with the fatal shooting October 17th at a house party near Woodstock. 17-year-old Elijah Alexander Harrison of Douglasville was arrested Thursday in connection with the October 17th shooting along Victoria Road in Cherokee County. Harrison's not charged with the death of a 14-year-old or with shooting another teen who was injured. He faces five felony counts of discharging a firearm from a vehicle toward a person and one charge of criminal damage to property. On October 17th, 14-year-old Landon Andrews of Marietta was shot and killed during a house party at the Victoria Road home. Andrews was found in the back of an SUV with a gunshot wound to his torso. He was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital and later died. Meanwhile, 19-year-old Jaden Simmons of Mableton was also shot. He was shot in the hand and elbow and was treated and released from Northside Hospital Cherokee. Authorities are still investigating the possible connection the Victoria Road shooting had with a fight that broke out at the West 22 Apartments of Cherokee Street Northwest in Kennesaw earlier that night. The sheriff's office released a video of the fight, which the department says shows people who were present at the Victoria Road house party later that night.
So, who'd you vote for, Hank?
Nuh-uh. If he tells you, it won't come true.
The Cherokee County Board of Elections and Registration met briefly Friday evening to finalize the results from the November 2nd election, approving a total of 7 provisional ballots. The Cherokee County Elections Board confirmed that the county had about 7.6% of registered voters cast ballots in the election. In Canton, the confirmed number of ballots cast for the city's package sales referendum was 2,412. Over 84% of residents voted to approve the package sales referendum. The certified results include Canton Councilwoman Sandy McGrew receiving 2,080 votes, Councilman Will Carlin receiving 2,050, and Dwayne Waterman, a newcomer to the council, receiving 2,065 votes, all ran unopposed. In Ball Ground, Friday's certified results confirm that there will be 3 new city council members next year. The elections board approved 1 provisional ballot. City council challenger Christina Rogers received 314 votes, while Councilman John Byrd, the incumbent for Post 4, had 231 votes. Friday's numbers for Ball Ground's 5 candidate race for Post 3 confirmed that Vicki Benefield received 293 votes. She was followed by Daryl McNeil with 187. Adam Humphreys had 46, Mark Popham earned 19, and Corey Cooper had 6 votes. 1 provisional ballot was approved in the city council race. In Ball Ground's Post 5, Dennis Nelson finished with 277 votes, followed by Ben Riley with 202 votes and Charles Jenkins with 70. Ball Ground saw a confirmed 557 residents vote, a 29.15% turnout rate.
Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last.
Businesses may be applying for licenses to sell distilled spirits in Canton as early as December. The Canton City Council voted Thursday to approve changes to its code of ordinance after an overwhelming number of Canton residents voted to allow liquor package sales within the city limits. The Tribune reported Wednesday that 2,023 out of 2,400 voters said yes to distilled spirits package sales in the city, according to unofficial results released late Tuesday night. With the result, a list of changes will be made to the city's code of ordinances. These changes include the following: limited package sales licenses to 1 per 8,000 residents or 4 licenses per 2020 census data, not requiring a conditional use permit for package stores, only one individual may hold 1 license at a time, limited hours for distilled spirit sales between 6 a.m. and midnight Monday through Saturday and 12:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Sunday. Canton City Manager Billy Pepper said Thursday that city staff recommends setting the fee to acquire a license at $5,000 and setting the fee to fill out an application at $300. The number comes from researching other fees throughout the state. Staff would bring a resolution to the City Council at the November 18th meeting that would add these fees for the city's fee schedule, and applications would not be available until December 1st. A water service interruption was scheduled last night starting at 10 p.m. as part of the Highway 20 widening and utility relocation project. Service is expected to have been restored by 6 a.m. this morning. The area affected included the Governor's Walk subdivision and portions of Canton Marketplace, Dick's, Best Buy, and Taco Mac. Reinhardt kept rolling with a 47-7 win over Union. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with that story.
Reinhardt continued its role on Saturday with a 47-7 blowout win over Union. The Eagles excelled on both sides of the ball to finish the game in its final home game of the season and senior day with a victory. The passing game is in sync again for the Eagles with 237 total yards to the air. Reinhardt started slow as Union took the early 7-0 lead, but the Eagles were able to shut the Bulldogs off the scoreboard for the rest of the way. The connection between Billy Hall and Navari Solomon was back in full force to follow up a record-setting performance from last week. Solomon caught 7 passes for 124 yards in Reinhardt's first score of the game. Billy Hall also had a nice game, completing 12 of 19 passes for those 237 yards and 3 touchdowns. Union had scored at least 20 points in 3 of its last 4 games, but Reinhardt held the Bulldogs to their lowest scoring game of the year. The Eagles recorded 7 sacks, 12 tackles for loss, and forced 4 turnovers. The win puts Reinhardt at 8-2 this season and counts as its 6th consecutive victory. Over the last 4 games, the Eagles' defense has been excellent, holding teams to an average of 7.8 points per game, including a shutout. After starting the season at 2-2, Coach Miller has enjoyed seeing the Eagles return to the dominant form he expected this year. In a challenging season, Reinhardt has responded to its coaches exactly how it's needed to. For more information on Reinhardt football, please go to TribuneLeisureNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Leisure Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
The Woodstock Planning Commission and City Council are slated to hear numerous requests for new developments through December, including for townhomes, businesses, and a mixed-use project. This month, the City Council will hold public hearings on townhomes slated along Highway 92 and a conditional use permit for a motorbike and ATV dealership at 9876 Main Street. King Mac Ventures LLC has proposed a rezoning along Highway 92 east of Main Street for 71 townhomes and 20,500 square feet of commercial space. The 21.1-acre property is across Highway 92 from the Laurelwood Apartments and Station 92 apartment complex. The developer's plan calls for commercial space with a single entrance on Highway 92 that will serve as the ingress-egress points for the townhomes, which will line the road as it winds south and east. The developer is also requesting a conditional use permit for attaching housing and several variances, including for screening behind commercial property to allow for front-loaded townhomes and to allow for a dead-end street. The City Council is expected to hear the request at its November 15th meeting. Cherokee County will have another 5 years of a 1% sales tax to support projects for the local school system, unofficial election results show. Nearly three-quarters of Cherokee County voters approved the Education Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax extension. 10,949 of the 14,667 votes, per a report from the Cherokee County Elections Office showing results from all 42 precincts, early and absentee voting released on Tuesday. The sales tax, projected to bring in $290 million from 2023 to 2027, is planned to fund projects including a replacement Cherokee High School and Free Home Elementary School, classroom additions and an auxiliary gym at Creekview High School, classroom additions at Creekland Middle School, and other additions and improvements at school facilities. Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.